We're on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. I apologize for that mistake. And we are seven lines up from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. And the goal is that we should see if we can get to Daf Ayin Vav and Aleph and finish up to the Mishnah. Well, we'll see. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. And now we're dealing with a case where you have an Eruv in a Chatzer, and there are many houses that share that Chatzer. One house is in the interior, right? It's B'Pnimis, and then there's another house in the Pnimis, and another house in the Pnimis. You have a whole row of houses, 10 rows of houses that all share one chatzah, so that we'll call it 1 to 9. They have to go out through the 10th. The 10th is the last bias that opens up into the chatzah. Om Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, here we have Machlokes. Asara batim zelifnim mizeh. So the only one of the 10 batim that has access to the Rishus Arabim, or for that matter to a common chotzer, is the chiton. All the others do not have any opening except to the bias that's in front of them, and that one to the front of them. So they all go out to the chotzer through the chitzona. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, a pretty radical position. Hapnimi, we'll call him. Let's see, what name can we call him? We'll call him number 10, we'll call him, right? If the Chitzoni is number 1, then the Pnimi is number 10. Is no senes Eruv Avedayo. He has to set up an Eruv. And that's the only one who has to set up the Eruv. Hu Yechidi, he alone. Again, no one is passing through his chatzer. He's number 10 in this row. And all those in the row go through the shar batim, the other 9 bat till they get to number 10, and they go out into the chatzer. Is batim's number, let's say, 9 to 1, or 1 to 9, right? Those first 9 batim going in do not need an Eruv. And it's a Pella. We don't understand what Shmuel's talking about. Rabbi Yochanan's going to disagree, but let's focus on Shmuel for a moment. How could Shmuel make this statement that it's enough for the Pnimi, which is number 10, the most Pnimi, and simply because no one is walking through his chatzah, therefore he has the ability to set up an Eruv, and no one else has to participate in that Eruv. So Rashi tries to give a stab at this. Tosus is going to reject Rashi, but just to get Rashi down, Rashi says, Kol bayis hamishtamesh me'ever l'bayis acher, nechshav ke bayis, so there's a new concept called Beis Shar. Now again, if you look at it with our real eyes, the eyes of material reality, there are 9 batim here that should be Mishtatef in an Eruv. How could the 10th house set up an Eruv on behalf of all the other 9? But here the halacha comes in, and we have a new halacha called a Beis Shar. I don't know if we've ever discussed this halacha called Beis Shar. At least it doesn't ring any bell for me. And what we're going to say is that all the other 9 batim are really not batim. They're really just a shar to the pnimi, to the 10th house. So let me read again Rashi. Rashi says, Kol bayis may Avril Abayas Acher, Nechshav ki beis shar. Beis shar eino nechshav ki bayis legabi achotzer. Ve'al kein hadorbo eino oser al acherim. He says anyone living in those batim did not generate an isor on anyone else. Imlo eruv. Because it's all one house that's serviced, so to speak, by one beis shar. So it's almost like you could say the following. You have number 10. The ninth is a beis shar to number 10. And if the ninth wants to get access to the 10th, he goes through that Pesach, and the ninth now becomes a beis shar. The eighth is now looking at the ninth as a beis shar to get into the 10th. And the seventh is a beis shar to get into the eighth, and so forth and so on. Each one, in turn, becomes a beis shar to get into the, you know, the inner chatzah that's next, the inner beis chatzah that's next to itself. And he says that Tosus is going to argue against this later on, not here in our perek, but in the next perek. And that's going to be a sugya called churva. Okay, we didn't get to that sugya yet. Now, I have a gemara, in my gemara, a little bit of a diagram here. Let me just see if I can. Yeah, he says the following to explain this, like an explanation of the diagram. So maybe sometimes from the explanation we could begin to picture in our minds, you know, the diagram. He says, Chotzer sheyesh ba kama batim hapsuchim eleha. Omrim b'nei abatim. Asurim b'nei abatim lohotzi lechotzer ad sheyarvu kulam. Klomar ad shekol echad yitem pas v'yaniach es hakol. V'yidei zeh yichoshvu ki ilu kulam kidor b'mokom echad ki ilu kol abatim rishus achas. Al b'su yasenu, Bedinam Shabbatim Shainam Psuchim Lachotzer El Zevezevil Vad is Imabatim Anosophim Milvad Asiris Ipsuchim Lachotzer. In other words, there's only one bias that's Pasul Lachotzer. Ala Pnibi Bilvad La Ariv Imam. Why ain batim acherim psuchim lechotzer el rak habayis hachitzoni me'aseres habatim ha'elu? So there's only one bayis that's open into the chotzer, and einam tzrichim liarev klal v'areza ki'ilu ein bechotzer el adayer echot v'hu apnimi v'eino zokuk liarev. So I don't know, he's saying that it's as if one person and only one person has access to the chatzer. Now again, as far as the chitzoni is concerned, fine. He doesn't need an eruv because he has exclusive singular rights to the chatzer. So who does need an eruv? So we would have thought all of them, but now we're saying no, only the Pnibi B'Yoser needs an eruv. And he's going to now join with the Chitzoni, with the outer Chotzer.
Why does he need an eruv if he's considered the only one with rights to the Chotzer? I mean,
he and the Asiri are the only ones who have rights to the Chotzer. Everybody else is sort of like secondary and they join him. So you have two people who have access to the chatzer. One is the Pnimi v'Yoser. He goes through all these batim, all these chatzer, and he gets out to the Asiri. Now he has Drisas Regal in the Asiri, which is the Chitzoni, we'll call it. I get confused here in the language because Asiri, I was using the word Asiri to refer to the Pnimi. So I shouldn't use the word Asiri to refer to the Chitzoni. So,
who's the Pnimi? The guy furthest away from the Chatzir?
Yeah.
Or the guy
who's all the way at the end of this row of 10 houses, he's called a Pnimi.
Uh-huh.
I called him the 10th. Right, because I was counting from the Chitzoni, from the outer Chatzir, the outer bias that links and spills right into the Chatzir directly. Now, if you set up a relationship, skipping the eight guys in the middle between the 10th and the 1st, the Pnimi and the Chitzoni, the Pnimi is now the one who's using the Chatzir Chitzoni, together with the Chitzoni, to get out into the Chatzir. They, two of them, join together in Erev, and all the other eight batim are allowed to enjoy the benefits of that Eruv as if they were part of the Eruv, even though they weren't part of the Eruv. And the reason for this is because each one of those other batim is considered a base chotzer. I'm sorry, what we call it again? A shara bais. Yeah, I just have to...
So it's not that just the one, it's the two. It's the furthest one away and the Chitzoni, they have to join together. So
correct.
So it's still two joining.
Right, so let's read again. If you see the language of Shmuel, he says, Asar batim zelif nimizeh, Pnimi, which means the Pnimi biyoser, the most Pnimi. Nosein es eruvo, he gives his eruv over to the Asiri. Again, I can't stop using the word Asiri because I'm counting 10 batim. But here I'm using the word Asiri to refer to the Chitzoni. And when he participates together with the Chitzoni, they set up an Eruv. That's the way I see it. And Rabbi Yochanan Omer Afilu HaChitzon Tzorach Liarv. Now, if my pshat is correct, what is Rabbi Yochanan adding that the Chitzon Tzorach Liarv? I mean, we just finished saying that it's the Pnimi who's setting up an Eruv with the Chitzon. So we already have an Eruv between the Pnimi and the Chitzon. So what's Rabbi Yochanan adding here when he says, Afilu HaChitzon Tzorach Liarv? Well, what does that mean? If he would have said, Afilu kol ha-emtsoim, you know, all the ones in the middle need an Erev, that would make, then I would understand how Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing with, you know, with Shmuel, because he rejects this idea of Beis Shar. So let me just read to you a note over here. He says, ha-pnimi, again, pnimi means the one at the end of the row, going in from the outside, right? Hu hayechidi, he's the only one of all the 10 family occupants in this row. Sheish eino over darko. He's the only one that no one is going through his chatzer. El hadorim bo, ovrim derech Shar Habatim Bidarkom Lechotzer. So anyone who lives in that Pnimi is going to get access, we call it passers' rights, right? To the other Chatzeros. Is no saying Eruv of Adayev, Acherim Ein Tzrichim Lishtatev Bi Eruv. And now again, I'm going to read to you the language of the note. Because again, we're trying to, at the end of the day, break down the machlokas here between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And he writes that im batim nosafim, You know, he starts in the middle of a sentence here. What he means is that the others don't have to give and participate in the Eruv im batim nosafim milvad asoros elu shepsuchim lechotzer. So he adds another element to the equation. This could be very critical in explaining the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And he says that there are other dayarim here. In other words, beyond the 10 batim, then there are batim nosafim, so you got 10 plus. We thought that the whole picture here was 10. It's 10 plus, and those are called batim nosafim. Psuchim lechatzer. So you have now the following. You have a row of 10 houses leading into a chatzer. The chatzer, like an L, that's the diagram that he has here, it shoots out this direction. And there are batim that are laid and placed along that chatzer, so that it's not only that these 10 batim will spill into the chatzer, there are other batim that spill into the same chatzer and share the same chatzer. Ala pnimi bilvad la'arev imohem. Only the pnimi is the one who will establish an eruv with the other batim. So let's say you have 10 batim this direction, and you have 3 batim along this chatzah going from south to north. There'll be an eruv between those 3 batim and the pnimi biyoser. Im ein batim acherim psuchim l'chotel, rak abayis hachitzonim esos elu, einam tzrichim li'arev klal. Sharei kilu ein b'chotel adayir echad v'apnimi she'eno zokuk li'arev. So the whole issue now between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan boils down to the following. Well, maybe I should start with that which is unanimously agreed, and then we'll get to Machlokes. It's unanimously agreed that if there are no other batim that share that chatzah, it's just this list, this row of 10 batim, no one needs an eruv. Not according to Shmuel and not according to Rabbi Yochanan. Because we view them all, insofar as they all share one chatzer, as one rishus. It's like the case where I live in a house, I have a chatzer in front of me, I don't need an eruv. There's no one else sharing the chatzer with me. Even though you'll tell me, what do you mean? There are 10 different batim that are sharing this chatzer. No. All these 10, through this halacha called Shar Habayis, or Beis Shar, as seems to be the phrase they use, are all considered like Dayar Echad, like there's one person living in all these 10 batim, as far as that chatzah is concerned. Wherein lies the machlokus between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, where this chatzah is shared not just by the 10 batim, but by other batim that are lined up on two sides of this chatzah. Shmuel says that in this case, only the pnimi in this row of 10, the most innermost, he's got to join together with the other 3 batim, I'm just making up a number, that share that chatzah, cutting out the chitzoni completely. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, It's the Pnimi and the Chitzoni who will join together in this Erev with the other three Batim that share that Chutz. So again, this is very abstract. Well, hopefully we'll be able to add some flesh and blood as we go along. So first the Gemara is going to start with Rabbi Yochanan. How could it be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Chitzoni is also part of this Eruv? Beisharhu. We just finished saying that the underlying principle, which both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish unanimously agree to, is that there's a concept called the Beishar. And therefore, assuming there were no other batim, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that the Chitzoni is a Beishar for the number 9, and the number 9 is a Beishar for number 8, until we go down, down, and down, till the Pnimi Bioser, that's all one. It's all one entity, and they don't need an Eruv, because it's one Dayar that has exclusive rights in a Chatz. Now, so you've already seen, fundamentally, that Rabbi Yochanan accepts the principle of Beishar, and he applies that principle of Beishar even to the Chitzoni. Meaning the Chitzoni, when you get to the point where these 10 Batim lead into the Chatz, that's the Chitzoni, at that point we already set up a Beishar. And the Chitzoni is a Beit Shar for all the others. Now, if that be the case, then why does Rabbi Yochanan require that not only will the Pnimi, in a case where there are three other Batim, will the Pnimi participate in the Erev with the other three, but even the Chitzoni has to participate? Why is he any different than all the other guys? I mean, you admit that the other 8 guys don't need to participate in the Erev, it's only the Pnimi. He can't be viewed as a Beis Shar because no one's going into the Pnimi Bioser in order to get access to anywhere, any other Chatzer, because he's at the end of the row. There's a dead end sign at the end. No, if that be the case, then all nine Batim, including the Chitzoni, are defined and classified as a Beis Shar. So now Reish Lakish becomes the more logical position, that the Pnimi Bioser, together with the other Batim that share this Chatzah, should join in the Eruv, but there's no special status to the Chitzoni. The Chitzoni is nothing more than a Beis Shar. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan has in mind Chitzon Shel Pnimi. He's not referring, Rabbi Yochanan, to the Chitzoni the way we understood it, right? The most exterior bias in this row of 10. But rather, he's referring to the 9th bias of the 10. And he's called the Chitzon Shel Pnimi. So he's number 9 on the list. He's going to join with number 10, the Pnimi Bioser, with the other 3 Batim to create this Eruv. What is going on here? Ribono shel Olam. And the Gemara is being unusually cruel. So the only thing I could share with you here is Rabbeinu Chananel. And I don't know if it's going to help us, honestly. Rabbeinu Chananel says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Bayis HaRishon is the Beis Shar, Veloha Cherim, Sheyesh Beis Shar Acher Lifnehem. I don't know. I can just translate the words and Hashem Yareinenu, maybe pray to Hashem that'll give us some insight here into what this means. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the halacha of Beis Shaar only applies when it spills into another Beis Shaar. So if you take the chitzoni, you can call the chitzoni a Beis Shaar because it opens up into another Beis Shaar, which is a Beis Shaar for number 9. Again, the numbers are very confusing. I never know which way to go. So I'm going to call, how do I do this? I just want to get this so just pedagogically we're on this, you know, the language is the right. Let's call the chitzoni number 1 instead of calling him number 10. And I hope I won't confuse you or myself. Number 1, which is the chitzoni, is a Beis Shaar because it leads into number 2, which is a Beis Shaar into number 3. And you can keep going on and on until you get to number 9. Number 9 cannot be considered a Beis Shaar because number 10 is not a Beis Shaar. So it's only a Beis Shaar that leads into a Beis Shaar. One Beis Shaar has to lead into another Beis Shaar. Number 10, which is the Pnimi B'Yoser, is not a Beis Shaar, because no one is going to go through the 10th house on this row in order to get out to a chatzer, because it's simply the end, no end. You know, it's a dead end. So therefore, the way Rabbeinu Chananel understands Rabbi Yochanan when he says, chitzon shel pnimi, not the chitzon legamri, meaning number 1, the most exterior bias, but rather the chitzon, which is exterior to the pnimi, to the most pnimi, which is number 10, which we called at this point number 10. So the 9th is called the chitzon of the pnimi. And that chitzon of the pnimi needs to participate in the Erev, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and cannot be considered and classified as a Beis Shaar, because a Beit Shaar has to lead into another Beit Shaar. And number 10 doesn't serve as a Beit Shaar, because no one's going through number 10. That's what I think Rabbeinu Chananel is saying. Do you believe that I'm right? If you believe that I'm right, then you're very naive. I'm just kidding.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
But under that logic, why isn't both 9 and 10? 10 being a panimi, they're both not Beit Shaar, because number 10's not a Beit Shaar and number 9's not a Beit Shaar.
And those are the two batim that require participation in the Erev with the other three batim that spill into that common chatzer. We thought that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the chitzoni, meaning what we call number 1, the most exterior, and the Gemara objects, I don't understand. The chitzoni certainly has the status of a Beit Shaar, that's unquestionable. And if indeed there were no other batim, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that no Erev at all is required, because we connect all these together, because one Beit Shaar leads to the next Beit Shaar, to the next Beit Shaar, until finally it culminates with one happy family with number 10, the Pnimi B'Yoser. So Rabbi Yochanan, you yourself agree and validate the concept of a Beis Shaar and the 10th, again, let me try not to make that mistake again, the 1st, which is the Chitzoni B'Yoser, is a Beis Shaar. So why do you require that the Chitzoni B'Yoser should participate in the Eruv? Says the Gemara, you misinterpreted Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan said Afilu Chitzon, you thought he meant the Chitzon B'Yoser? No, he meant the Chitzon, which is chitzon to the pnimi b'yoser. Relative to the number 10 on your list, number 9 is called the chitzon. He needs to be part of the Erev in addition to number 10. Shmuel says all we need is number 10, the pnimi b'yoser, together with the other batim that share that chatzer. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not sufficient to have the participation of the Pnimi B'Yoser. You need the Chitzon de Pnimi. What's the Chitzon de Pnimi? Not the Chitzon of all 10 batim, which is the most extreme exterior bias, but the one that's exterior to the 10th. Why? Because the 10th is not a Beishar, and therefore the 9th cannot be considered a Beishar. That's the way I read Rabbi Chanan. If that's pshat, then miracles have happened. But Maiko Miflegi, the Gemara says, now let's analyze the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Hopefully this will shed a light. Mar Sover, according to Shmuel, Beishar de Yochid, Shmei Beishar. In other words, do I need a Chadgadya in order to establish a Beit Shar? Chadgadya meaning like a domino theory, that one is a Beit Shar to introduce another Beit Shar to another Beit Shar to another Beit Shar. And Shmuel holds that even a Beit Shar de Yochid, Shmei Beit Shar. Meaning that even when the ninth house leads into the 10th, which will take me nowhere, because beyond the 10th is nowhere to go, the 9th is still a Beit Shar, and therefore does not need to be participant in the Eruv. Umar Sover, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Lo Shmei Beit Shar, we cannot classify the 9th house spilling into the Pnimi B'Yoser number 10 as a Beit Shar, because it leads to naught. And a Beit Shar is part of a, as we called it, a domino theory. So let me read to you the translation here. He says, "B'mai komifli b'mai nechleku Shmuel v'Rab Yochanan mar sover dashmueli shegam Beit Shar di yochid hamishamish." Bayis Yechidi, meaning the ninth is only Meshamish one house, as a Beit Shar to get into number 10, which is the Pnimi B'Yoser, Ishmei Beit Shar. As long as it opens up into one Chatzer, that's enough to call it classified as a Beit Shar V'Yalkein. Again, we're interpreting Shmuel. Af Shachi, even though the ninth house in this row, going in, right? Eino Meshamish Eles Hasiri Bilvad, it could only serve as an entranceway into the 10th. Adayin Nechshav Beit Shar, it still has the status of Beit Shar, because it's a Beit Shar Di Yochid, meaning for the sake of one bias. And therefore, Eino Zokuk Lishtabesh Lishtatev Be'eru, because the 9th has the status of Beit Shar, it doesn't generate any Iser Chotzer, because it's a Beit Shar. Beit Shar is not a Chatzer. And it could be completely omitted from the Eruv. Mar Sover Das Rabbi Yochanan, She Beit Shar HaMeshavish Bayis Yechidi, if number 9 is serving as a Beit Shar for only one house, it's not part of a greater scheme. It's only serving the 10th house. Lo Shmei Beit Shar. Al Kain, let's see if this is going to reflect what we thought was Rabbeinu Chananel. Al Kain, I'm reading the translation, the Biur. Rak habatim me'arishon v'yad hashmini heim nechshavim kol echad v'yechad kibei shar, from number 10, which is the Chitzoni B'Yoser, all the way up to number 8. They're all considered Beit Shar. Lefi sheyesh achreyem Yosem Ibayis Echad, and they're not spilling into one house, but that one house will spill into another. But Hachi, but the ninth house, which only spills into one house, Ein O Nechsha Beishar, Lefisha Ein Acharel Ibayis Echad Bilvad. So to be a Beit Shar, you have to be the beginning of I'm assuming the minimum would be 2, that's my guess. The beginning of a row of 3 houses, you're the first of a row of 3 houses, you're the Beit Shar for the next house, which is a Beit Shar for the other house. But if there are only 2 houses on the row, we cannot consider you a Beit Shar for the second house. If Shmuel says, what do you mean? Who cares whether there's a third house? There are two houses and one is a Beit Shar for the second house. But Rabbi Yochanan says that Beit Shar, that what? That Bayis Shar Yechidi is lo shmei Beit Shar mipnei kach rak abatim yarisham yarashmini enem skukim lishtate beir revil abayis achiv abayis asiri strichim lishtate ef imam. Maybe miracles happen. Now again, Rabosai, obviously this is much more profound and abstract than meets the eye. There are probably layers and layers here of Masechta Erevin that are concealed below the surface. I'm just trying to get by the surface. And the Machlokus is going to be in a case where there are other Batim, I call them the vertical Batim, and there's the horizontal row of 10 Batim, which will represent, so to speak, the row of 10 to be mishtatef together with the other three. Is it the way Shmuel would have it, only the 10th, which means the most inner bias hapnimi biyoser? He will represent all the 10 because all the other 9 are beis shar. And Rabbi Yochanan says, name, it's not enough if the 10th will be mishtatef together with the other three. We need the 9th as well, because the 9th doesn't have the status of Beis Shar because it's the bayis hayichidi. It's only opening up to one single house. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Baravua, Omar Rav. Shtei chatzeros. Ushlosha batim beineim. So we now have 2 chatzeros. And what sort of connects the 2 chatzeros? There are 3 batim. So on one side, let's call it the left side, you have a bias that opens up into the chatzer on the left side. That's one of the 2 chatzeros. Then on the right side, you have another bias which opens up to the chatz on the right side. Between these 2 batim, there's 1 bias in the middle, which doesn't open up to any of those chatzeros, neither the one on the right nor the one on the left. So you now have a bias in the middle of a row that's flanked on the right side and on the left side with a bias. Okay, now we have to add another element to the equation. If the bias in the middle between the two doesn't open up into either of those 2 chatzeros, to what does it open up? And he says that hu pasuach l'shnei abat. You can only get from the middle house through the opening to either the right, the house on the right, or another opening on the right, on the left. He has 2 choices. You know, this is a good neighbor policy. In other words, he has a good neighbor on his right and a very good neighbor on his left, both good neighbors, and they both allow him passageway through their respective homes. And once again, let's embellish this by saying that Rotzim Dorei Shtei Achatzeros Li'arev Yachad. Now, it's very strange. If, let's say, the guy on the right wants to set up an Erev so that he can carry into the chutz on the left, and vice versa, the guy on the left wants to be able to carry into the chutz on the right, but right down wedged in the middle is that one bias. So Rav Nachman says, Ze ba derech ze, v'nosen eruvu ba ze, v'ze ba derech ze, v'nosen eruvu ba ze. Now the question is, who is this Zeh? Very ambiguous. If we know who Zeh is, then we'll figure out Ba Derech Zeh. So he says the following: Zeh Hador Bechatzezu. You know, if I stop here, you would ask me which of the three bat. No. That's not right. Ze ador bechotzer zu bebayis acher. Okay, now we have another bias. So we're up to number four. We have three batim in a row. And now we have a fourth bias. Now, I'm going to assume that this chatzer, I'm just not sure which one of these chatzeros we're talking about, but one of these two chatzeros is shared now by someone else. So he needs to set up an eruv with the other Dayore HaChatzer. Is Ba Derech Zeh? Well, what I think is happening here, I'm trying to figure out how to orchestrate it. Again, there's a diagram here, but it's not helping me. I think what's happening is that you have someone who lives in a house, and that house shares a chatzer that is common Do you have it, Rabosai? Let me see if I can. Just one second. Let me just see. You have two chatzeros with three houses between them. Okay, three houses between them. So he has a totally different diagram than the one I have. Doesn't even... Okay, so he has three houses. Now, what does he mean by two chatzeros? I guess, again, on the one house on the left is a chatzer, and the house on the right borders on another chatzer. And I think in front of these three houses, there's another chatzer. Just not sure exactly who has access to that chatzer. That's not absolutely clear to me, but let's see how the story unfolds. Zeh ba b'derech zeh. This chatzer may come through the house adjoining it. And place its eruv in the middle house. So I'll just tell you, without understanding a word, just the translation, it seems like you have these three houses, a chutz on the left, a chutz on the right, and that chutz are, and both these chutzes, but let's just choose one of them for the time being. Let's say the chutz on the left is shared not only by the house that's part of the row, but it's also shared by another house that spills into the same chatzer. And for some reason, which we're going to have to try to figure out, the eruv is going to be placed in the middle of these three houses in the row. Because he says, v'nosein eruvo bazeh, the nosen eruv bazeh, he writes bebayis haemtzai. Now that's awfully strange. If you consider that it's only the bayis hachitzoni of this row of three that's sharing the chatzah with that other bayis, why would the eruv be placed in the emtzai? He says that someone living in chutzah number one may walk through house A to place the air of contribution of his chutzah in the middle house B, and therefore house A becomes a gatehouse. That's the Beis Shar that we spoke about before. For this chutzah. So which house is becoming a base shar? Let's just see it again. Someone living in chutzah 1 may walk through house A and place his eruv in the middle house, in the emtzoi, and house A then becomes a gatehouse, a beis shar, I guess, for this chatzah. I think what he's saying is that there's a choice. And we'll see if there's an afkamina, but the choice is he can either, again, when I say he, I'm talking about the bias that shares the chatzah with the chitzoni, let's say the one of the three in the row on the left. He can put his Erev in that house, or alternatively, he can even put it into the Emtzai, because the outer Chatzah becomes a Beis Shar for the inner Chatzah, which is the Emtzai. And this, by the way, would fulfill even the requirement of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says that there's no such thing as a Beis Shar Liyachidi, but here we have three houses. So that each house now becomes a Beis Shar for the next one, and the next one for the next one. And that combines them all, like we said before, like one Dayar, because all the Batei Shar don't have to participate in the Eruv. So then it makes no difference whether that bias puts the Erev into the Beis Hachitzoni of the third row, the third of the row, or into the Beis Hamtzot. V'zeh ba b'derech zeh, v'nosein Eruv b'zeh. Which I'm assuming he's going to tell me, I'm going to see the footnote in a minute, that the one who's on the other extreme, we'll call him number two, who has a chutz that he shares with somebody else, that Eruv could be placed in the middle, just like in the other direction. Let's see if I'm right. He says the other house, house C, now becomes a Beis Shar for the other chatzer, which is the third chatzer on the right, you know, the extreme right of the row. And if the Eruv merging the two chatzeros, okay, now I got lost. What is mean by two chatzeros? Is made in this manner. None of the three middle houses has to contribute to the Eruv. I thought I had it, but I see I don't. Again, I can appreciate that house number C becomes a Beis Shaar for the other two houses, but what do you mean for the other? Oh, I see, because at the end there's a chatzah, right? So you have three houses with a chatzah at this end and a chatzah at that end. If we see the most extreme house in this row as a base chatzah, as a Beis Shaar to the other two homes in the row, then it becomes a Beis Shaar into that chatzah. So none of the three houses has to contribute to the Eruv. Just one second. So again, it says Zeba v'derech zeh, v'nosein Eruv v'zeh, Zeba v'derech zeh, v'nosein Eruv v'zeh. I mean, I don't see where it says over here in the Gemara, what he writes here in the bottom, that none of the three middle houses has to contribute to the Eruv. Did you see three middle houses here? I only saw one middle house. There was a row of three. One is in the middle. What does he mean by none of the three middle houses? And we're about to turn to Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. I just want to see if there's any... No. There's no note here on Ayin Hey Amud Beis. So let's try Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Ah, here he has a note. He says, Al Yedei Kach, Sheshnei Ha'Irvin Hunchu B'Bayis HaMtzoy Derech Shnei HaBatim Shel Tzido HaPsuchim L'Chatzeros Is Zeh Nase Beis Shaar L'Zeh. He says HaBayis HaPasuch L'Chatzeh Zu Darko Husam Ha'Irv B'Bayis HaMtzoy Nase Beis Shaar L'Zeh, L'chotzer Zeh Shu Pasuach Eileha, B'Zeh Abayis HaSheni HaPasuach, L'chotzer Acheres Nasa Beis Shaar L'Zeh, L'chotzer Acheres Eilei Pasuach, V'Einoam Srichim Li'arev, V'Abayis HaMtzoi Havilei Bayis Shemenichim Bo Erev, V'Eino Tzorch Liten Es HaPas. I just don't know why. Is it my fault or is the pedagogy faulty here? Obviously, it's much more easy for me to blame the pedagogy. Right? So again, this whole statement is in the name of Rav. Am I correct? Yeah. Rav Balalamed Ketzad Biofen HaOmer Niftarim Kol Shloshes Abatim Yatzoch Lishtate Be'eruv. Kasher b'nei ha-chotzer ha-achas molichem es eruvo eruvam derech ha-bayis ha-pasuach l'chatzera v'nosim oso b'beis ha-mtsoi chen noagim b'nei ha-chotzer ha-cheres nefochim shnei abatim Lebate Shar ala Chotzer Ube Shar in a Tzrichim Eruv V'af ha-bayis ha-mtsoi enu tzorach li'ar L'fishe bayis ha-menichim bo Eruv enu zokik li'arv Nimtze shekol shlosha eno mi'arvin. So again, our goal is to establish that none of the three batim in the middle have to actually contribute to the Eruv. Now, the reason why the middle one doesn't contribute to the Eruv is because of a certain halacha, which is a sugi we haven't gotten to, but we've heard about this before, is that by Sheminichem Bo Eruv, Eino Zokukli La'ariv. In other words, if I'm hosting the Eruv, I don't have to participate in the Eruv. Why is it that the two extremes don't have to contribute to the Eruv? And the answer is because they are considered a Beis Shaar. Because one bias leads into another, which leads into another. And you can go in both directions. So that the only one who has to contribute to this Eruv is that bias that shares the Chatzer with, call it the Pnimi, on the other side the Chitzoni, whichever words you want to use to describe them. They will participate in the Eruv. They will place the Eruv in the Emtsa'i. And that's going to cover everything. Now, exactly why they're putting the Eruv into the Emtsa'i, and do they have to do so? That's not 100% clear, at least not to me. He says somebody living in Chatzah 1 may walk through house 2 or he calls it house A, okay, to place the Eruv in the middle house. Oh, I see. That by placing the Eruv in the middle house, you are establishing that middle house as a Beis Shaar. I thought that the house is a Beis Shaar simply because it leads, you know, in this direction, that goes to the next house. But we're saying no, that it's the fact that he puts the Eruv down in the middle bias, that sets up the middle bias as the Beis Shaar. So he says, "Biofen Omer Kol Shlosh Abatim Niftar Miyatzorch Lishtativ Be'eruv Kasher Bnei HaChotzer Achem Olichim Es Eruvam Derech Pesach Abasuach Lechatzer Venosim Oso Bebeis HaMtzoy V'chein Noagim Chotzer Acheres Nefochim Shnei Abatim Lebotei Shar Shal HaChotzer." So I'm just looking at the clock. We have to stop now. But we're on the top now of Daf Ayin Vav Amin Aleph. And we're going to try to begin tomorrow's Shia by giving a little bit more insight into answering the question why placing the Eruv in the Bayis HaMtzoi sets up a situation in which each bias is considered a base chatzah and doesn't therefore have to participate in the Eruv.